Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning.
Brent dipped below $81 per barrel yesterday, similar to last week's lows. Is the market still worried about a possible release of US reserves?
Yes, it is. But I think it's impossible to say whether it will happen. Biden has been put in a pretty awkward spot, really, in that OPEC Plus have made it very clear they're not going to go beyond their standard increments of 400,000 barrels per day per month in terms of future increases. And this has really been underlined with comments that various OPEC Plus members made at a conference in Abu Dhabi. Even Russia are supportive of this stance and opposed to going beyond that 400,000 barrels per day per month. So this puts Biden in a pretty awkward position because clearly his efforts to put pressure on OPEC Plus have not worked. So his options now are really that he doesn't release reserves, and that kind of shows he's bluffing all along and not really prepared to help people who are upset about high gasoline prices in the US. Or he can release reserves. But of course, if he does that, he runs the risk that maybe the release will only have a limited or short-lived effect. And what do you do then? Do you just keep on adding more and hoping it has more of an effect? So it's quite a difficult. Obviously, it would be much easier for Biden if OPEC Plus had just agreed to increase output, but that's clearly not going to happen.
And what about COVID? Is the COVID resurgence also a worry?
Well, yes, this is definitely something for the markets to pay very close attention to and to be concerned about. I mean, if you look at Germany, we've had the highest number of daily cases ever recently. Deaths are increasing sharply. Similar sort of trends elsewhere. In Poland, for example, we've got partial lockdowns in Austria and Holland. So just when it looked like we were past the worst, maybe the winter would be okay. Clearly, in Europe at least, it's getting very challenging again. There are also some signs it's starting to get a bit picking up again in the US. So this is definitely a concern for aviation demand particularly. On the flip side, though, things do seem to be looking better in Asia at the moment. So perhaps that will help to underpin demand. So we'll see. But it's certainly a situation to pay very close attention to, I think.
Do you think the market could go lower?
Well, so far, Brent stayed over its 50-day moving average, as it has done since September. It bounced off it yesterday, which sort of underlines the value of that as a technical level. But I think if it did break that and went through $80 per barrel, for instance, that would really confirm a proper breakthrough, that moving average. And then we'd perhaps be looking at the next moving average below there, which is the 100-day average, and that's at 76.60. It's sort of similar sort of patterns in the US, in that US crude is not far from its 50-day moving average. And if Biden is looking at the charts, then he might sort of think that now's his chance, that if he can push the market down through the 50-day average in a meaningful way, then perhaps the market would develop some downward momentum. I mean, that might be a strategy for him. So we'll see. But as things stand now, and providing COVID doesn't undermine demand again, the market as it stands still looks very tight.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into yet another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you would like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.